Hi friends, and welcome to episode 3 of the Student Influencers Podcast, hosted by Homework Help Global. My name is Kath Ann. On the Student Influencers Podcast, we talk to college and university students from around the world to gain their insights on their college experience. Today, we're lucky to have Justin here with us. Justin is a student who knows how to balance getting good grades with having a vibrant social life. Hey, Justin, welcome to the show. We're happy to have you.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us. So first, let's get to know you a little bit. So where do you live, Justin?
I live in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
And is that where you spent your childhood or where you grew up?
I grew up probably about 15 minutes outside of Ann Arbor in a town called Augusta, Michigan. And now I live in Ann Arbor because that's where I attend school.
So what college are you going to?
The University of Michigan.
Okay. And what is your degree or your major?
I study at the Ross School of Business, so I'm pursuing a Bachelor of Business Administration with a concentration in business strategy.
Okay, so what does business strategies entail?
It mainly entails looking at businesses and seeing where they're lacking or where they're doing really well in and giving them strategies on how to improve or where to stay consistent at. So ultimately, I want to pursue a career in consulting.
In consulting?
Yes.
Would you want to start your own business around that?
It's not necessarily something I'm opposed to, but I'm also, it's not high on my agenda. I wouldn't mind working for one of the big consulting firms and eventually becoming like a managing partner, but
right.
Entrepreneurship isn't bad on the other spectrum.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of a different type of lifestyle, I suppose.
Yeah.
So, could you tell me, is there something that you love about living in Michigan?
I love Michigan because most of my family is here, but outside of that, not too much.
So do you like to get away from Michigan? Do you like to travel?
I love traveling. It's funny, every time I go to a different city, I kind of question why my parents chose Michigan to set up shop, because everywhere else seems so much better, especially with the weather, because right now we're in the middle of winter and it's extremely cold, so.
Oh, I know. It's, as I was saying earlier to you, it's super cold here, too. We just got like 40 centimeters of snow the other day.
No. Yeah.
Oh, I know. I can relate. So let's get into a little bit more of the questions around your college and university experience. How would you say university is different from high school?
I would say university, we have a lot more free time and it's less structured than high school. Like with high school, you had to get up and go to school at a certain time, and you were in school for 7 hours, and then you went home and worked on homework, and it was the same thing every single day, Monday through Friday.
Right.
Whereas now, being in university, I don't even have classes on Friday at all, and it's more so you have to base your experience in college or in university more off of intrinsic motivation, because you have to be motivated yourself and want to get up and go to class, and you have to force yourself to do your homework, and it's really all about you, because mom and dad aren't there to say you have to go to school, and it isn't something that you're necessarily required to do. It's something that you have to want to do yourself.
Mm-hmm. I really like that idea, the intrinsic motivation. So what do you use for intrinsic motivation to get you up and going in the morning?
A lot of times I think about my long-term goals, and I know that I want to be successful in the long run, and I think of being in university as somewhat of a short-term sacrifice for a long-term payoff.
Right.
So although I might not always want to get up out of bed and I don't always want to study, it's somewhat what I have to do if I want to be successful. So I think ultimately it'll pay off.
Mm-hmm. I like that. So do you have a favorite memory or experience that you have encountered in college so far?
experience as far as academically or on campus?
Anything. Could be academically, could be a trip you went on, or anything, really.
Well, since I go to a Big Ten school, by far my favorite experience is game day, and it's something that I've never experienced until I got to college, because, like, in high school we did have, like, athletic teams, but just the school spirit at a Big Ten school is unmatched compared to high school, and just seeing everyone show their school spirit and all dressed up on game day. And also, we have, like, a mindset at my school that you work hard and you play hard. Mm-hmm. So everyone, Monday through Friday, we're in the library studying, getting stuff done, and everyone's grinding. And then when Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon hits and it's game day, everyone's ready to have fun and root on our school.
That sounds so fun.
Yeah, it's a blast.
So can you tell me a little bit more about that? Like, what happens on game day?
On game day, there are a ton of tailgates going around. So if there's, say it's a game that starts at noon, everyone wakes up at about 7 a.m. And so we get up at 7 a.m., but no one really gets up at 7 a.m. to go to class. But we'll get up at 7 a.m. on game day.
That's amazing.
You get up at 7 a.m. and get all dressed and you go to a couple tailgates. And then the game starts at noon. So you go to tailgates and listen to music, play beer pong and socialize with everyone on campus, and then around like 11:30 everyone heads to the Big House, which is our football stadium.
Yeah.
And then you stay at the game for the first two quarters at least, but I typically leave around halftime, but some people stay the entire time.
Wow.
And it's just a blast.
So is your team good?
Yeah, our team's really good. This season we were okay, but we've done really well in the past.
Wow. What's the name of your team?
The Wolverines. Michigan Wolverines.
And what are your school colors?
Maize and blue.
Okay. Awesome. That sounds so fun. I love that you guys get up at 7 a.m.
Yeah, we'll get up on 7 a.m. to go to games, but not any other day.
Oh my gosh. That's so amazing. I love it. That's so cool. Yeah. I haven't experienced anything like that before. So are there a ton of people there?
Yeah, our school, I would say it's probably 60,000 undergrad students.
What? Really?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure on that number, so don't quote me on that, but we're a pretty big school. Yeah, and I think we actually have like the biggest college football stadium in America or something like that.
We're
big.
That's super cool. So were you a football fan before you went to UMichigan?
Somewhat. It's like I watched the Super Bowl, but I didn't like actively follow football. But now that I'm go to school there, it's kind of like a given. Like I have to follow sports there because we're just so heavy on sports there. So
right. Oh, that's so cool. I love that. So, moving on away from the fun stuff a little bit, do you have any significant struggles or challenges that you've experienced as a student that kind of might give some insight to other students when they're going through college or university?
Off the top of my head, I think of one course that I had to take in university. It was Calculus 1, and at my school they call it Math 115. And that class is basically a prerequisite for any major, like, on campus, for the most part. I would say probably, like, 75% of our majors or, like, different colleges within our university that you want to apply to, whether it be, like, the business school or School of Public Health, Math 115 or Calc 1 is, like, a prereq for that. And because it's a prereq, they kind of make it a weeder class, so they make it extremely challenging, and everyone is graded on a curve in that class. So if the average in that class is a B minus. So if you're under the average, you're at a C or C minus, and most majors require that you get at least a C in that class.
Right.
So it's extremely competitive, and it's like a lot with that class. You have to take like a gateway exam, and if you don't pass the gateway within a certain time, your final letter grade in the course drops the entire letter grade. And then you have these really challenging team homework assignments that are due every week, and It's just a really challenging course. It really tested me as a student going into university. I really loved math, and I actually considered doing a math minor. Wow. But after taking that course, I'm like, I don't know. But I passed it, and I persevered and worked extremely hard. And then I applied to the B school and got in, but it was extremely challenging. So I guess one thing I would recommend for students who haven't yet attended university is to never give up and try extremely hard and really make sure you time manage. And that's easier said than done, but staying focused and trying to manage your time as best as you can is always important.
Have you encountered any strategies that have worked for you in terms of time management?
Google Calendar. The two words, Google Calendar, with everything that I have to do, I put it into my calendar. I know, and I go by my calendar. If I know that I need to study for this exam that I have coming up, I block it, I put it in my calendar. If I have this assignment that's due in 2 days, it's in my calendar. My classes are in my calendar. I even have scheduled time to watch this TV show.
Right.
My calendar is my best friend. And I do one thing, if I have like midterms or projects coming up in a class, I do like a countdown on my calendar. So I'll have it pop up like, oh, the midterm for this class is in 21 days. And then I have another reminder that when it's in 14 days, and then when it's in 7 days, and then when it's in 3 days. So that way it's reminding you, you don't wait to the last minute like, oh crap, I have 2 days and a midterm that's worth 25% of my grade is coming up and I haven't started studying. Yeah. So just making sure you, and I actually, during the first week of classes, when I get all my syllabis, I go through and input all the important dates for each of my classes into my calendar.
That's so smart. So you find a digital calendar, like Google Calendar, works better for you than like a written
yes.
calendar? Yeah.
100%, because Google Calendar, I have it on my computer, and then it syncs right up to my phone. It's amazing. I love Google Calendar. And then my school, I think we actually use like all Google features or whatever. So if I have like a meeting with someone that also goes to my school, I just put in their Gmail account and I can send them like a Google invite. It's just extremely convenient.
That is very convenient. Do you have a lot of group projects in your business program?
Yes. Yes. I have group projects every week. It's insane.
Yeah, I know that can be a challenging thing for some people. Do you have any thoughts around group projects?
I like group projects if I'm in a good group, but there are struggles with group projects, and most of the time we're placed into our group, so we don't get to choose them. But I found that now in some of my classes, we take surveys on like our personality traits or like the type, our work ethic. And then our professors typically arrange us in groups based off of that. And I found that to work extremely well because they go based off of your values or the type of motivation and the way that you go about doing your work. So if someone's like a really assertive person, you might have one assertive person in the group, one person who's big on time management, another person who likes doing research. So everyone meshes well and works extremely well together, opposed to if you're in a group where you have all these type A people and everyone wants to be the leader in the group, and it's a lot of conflict within that realm. So it's sometimes a catch-22 when working in groups, but ultimately I think group work is far more effective than if I was to work individually.
Oh, really? And I feel yes. like it would also give you good experience for the working world.
Yes, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Thank you for that advice. I think that's it's really important. And I know that some people really struggle with group work. So it's nice to hear from someone who enjoys it.
Yeah.
So this is a bit of a different question. If you could go back and talk to your 15-year-old self, what would you say? And what advice would you give?
I would tell my 15-year-old self to work harder.
Really? Okay.
Although, even like within the high school setting in my classroom, I seemed like a hard worker compared to my peers, because that's kind of like why I attend the university that I do now, is because I worked hard back then. Mm-hmm. But looking back, I don't think I worked as hard as I could have.
Okay.
So now, and it's funny I say that, but I think in certain classes now, or even back in high school, if I would have utilized some of the resources that we had, I would be further along than I even am right now.
Right. Okay. So what kind of resources?
So such as, I guess, applying to scholarships or taking this course and just learning as much and capitalizing on as many resources that you can.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I like that. Do you think your 15-year-old self would have listened to you?
Probably not, but probably not. In the back of the, 15-year-old didn't listen too much, but is what it is.
Yeah, you never know, though.
Yeah, maybe I would have listened.
You might have. A little bit, maybe. So you talked a little bit about your long-term goals. Did you want to expand on that at all? Do you have any short-term or long-term goals that you're working on?
My short-term goal is to graduate from university within the next 2 semesters. So after this semester, I'm hoping that I can graduate with my bachelor's in just 2 more semesters.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. And then I guess another short-term goal is to receive a job offer for full-time at a great firm somewhere. Mm-hmm. Then just excel in my career. And long-term goal, I want to retire by 50.
Wow, so, that's an awesome goal. Holy moly. Yeah.
And maintain being debt-free right now. I don't have any student loans or anything.
What?
So I'm
good
trying to maintain
you.
That as well.
That's incredible. Wow. That's amazing. Good for you.
Thank you.
Would you be open to going somewhere else if you got a great job offer?
Like abroad or just a different city?
Just a different city.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. You'd be open. All right, so you're looking potentially outside of Michigan for jobs?
Definitely. When, with consulting, most of the time I'll be traveling anyway, but I don't plan on staying in Michigan.
Right. Yeah, no, that's true. I guess with consulting, you would be traveling a lot.
Yeah.
So if you had to summarize your life story, Justin, what would you say?
Oh, boy.
I know. That's such a big question, isn't it?
My life story. Oh, boy. my name's Justin. I'm the youngest of 2 children. My parents raised me and my brother in southeastern Michigan. Growing up, I attended school where I live at. My local school is from kindergarten through 8th grade. And then for high school, I went to a Detroit public school called Cass Technical High School. And that's my parents' alma mater, so they really encouraged me to attend there for high school. Now I attend the University of Michigan. I want to be an effective business leader and make the world a better place through business practices, whether it be helping companies interact with their consumers better or just making the world overall a better place and the business world a better place is ultimately my goal.
Oh, I love that. That's so nice. That sounds like a great life story. So what kind of advice would you give a student just entering college or university this year?
Be open-minded and also go into college or university willing to make new friends and don't automatically try to become friends with people that are similar to you, because in a lot of cases, I think people are somewhat homogeneous when they look for friends and are isolated within a friend group. But I think on a lot of college campuses, there's so much diversity and so many different people that if you're open-minded and you don't just automatically try to go and hang around people that are similar to you, you'll just learn so much and it'll be extremely rewarding.
That's fantastic advice. I love that. So to finish off the interview, Justin, do you have a favorite motivational quote that you'd like to share?
I do have a favorite one. I think it's kind of cliche, but it's never,
okay.
Never let the fear of striking out stop you from playing the game.
Oh, I love that. Yes. I don't think it's cliche. It's cliche because it's good. It's been used over and over, right?
Yeah, it has been. And it's one that always resonates on top of my mind. So I guess it's a good quote.
It's a great quote. I love that one. Keeps you motivated, right?
That's for sure.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we end the interview, Justin?
I don't think so. Was there any other questions that you had?
That's all the questions I have. But thank you so much for joining me. And I think that all of your amazing advice is going to go a long way to help other students. So thank you so much for sharing your story and your experiences with us.
Anytime. Thank you.
Thanks, Justin. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, guys, so I hope you enjoyed our discussion with Justin and his comments on intrinsic motivation and what keeps him motivated throughout his university degree. As always, if you have any questions or you want to connect with us, feel free to reach out to us on our social media platforms using the hashtag AskHHG. Share your comments with us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and of course here on Anchor. Find us by searching Homework Help Global. Have a great week, guys.